Joining us now on the line is a lady that has joined us in the past, last year. And so she's technically a friend of the program, and I had a chance to meet her last year in Port St. Lucie at the PGA Golf Club, that phenomenal facility up there. Susie Whaley, legendary lady golfer. She is the national spokeswoman for the American Express Women's Golf Month, which is held every year since 2005, so five-year anniversary this year. She's one of Golf Magazine's top 100 teachers. And a two-time PGA Teacher of the Year. You'll also remember that back in 2003, she became the first woman since Babe Zaharias, 58 years before her, to qualify and participate in a PGA Tour event. And she joins me now. Susie, good morning to you.
Good morning, Russ. How are you?
I am great, and I'm so excited to have you on the program because last time we had you on, it was just so much fun talking to you. And it's a big month in the world of golf. It's Women's Golf Month, American Express Women's Golf Month, the fifth anniversary, all month long through the end of June, providing people, golf fans, primarily women, with the opportunity to learn and relearn the game of golf in a fun and friendly environment, while also creating increasing the participation of women in golf. Now, participating facilities are offering complimentary golf instruction all month long, a bunch of other initiatives going on. This is a great idea, and it's really grown from a Women's Golf Week to now, 5 years later here, Women's Golf Month.
Yeah, it took us way too long. It took us 5 years to get a whole month just for us. I mean, really, you did such a great job there describing what it is. June is American Express Women's Golf Month, and it's an exciting time for all women, women who have never played the game, women who perhaps have left for career or family. I mean, women who currently play the game, and we're offering everywhere, all over the country, PGA of America golf professionals and LPGA golf professionals are offering free clinics and trunk shows and discounted play and sales in their golf shops and just anything you could possibly think of to get more women out on the golf course.
Now, Susie, when you come in contact with a woman, and let's say it's a woman that has never played the game before, and she wants to be involved in the game, perhaps not to be sexist or anything, but perhaps her husband plays or maybe her friends play, and but she's never picked up a club before, what are the most important things in that initial consultation, for lack of a better term, when she comes to a golfing professional to learn the game, what are the first maybe bullet points that you go through?
Well, for me and for any PGA of America golf professional or LPGA golf professional, it's really important to make them feel comfortable, make them feel welcomed. We're just happy to have them there, and we want them to know that we want to have them to spend as much time as possible there with us. So for us, instruction would be first. We'd want to make sure that they learned how to hold the club correctly, how to stand to the golf ball, and how to get the golf ball up in the air. Certainly that's a lot more fun. And if we can make it fun for them and help them realize that golf is a game that offers so much to them, including, you know, family time, getting outside, being healthy, being able to walk a golf course, getting time away from chores at home and from work. And if we can convince them that this is a place they can get a lot done in their list of the day, we've got a whole lot better shot of having them play more golf.
Absolutely. Russ Evans with you, Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic and joined on the line by legendary lady golfer Susie Whaley, former LPGA Tour pro, of course, a two-time PGA Teacher of the Year and one of Golf Magazine's top 100 teachers, and she is the national spokeswoman for the American Express Women's Golf Month, held throughout the month of June, complimentary golf instruction to people 14 years of age and older, as well as activities such as networking, receptions, golf rules and etiquette seminars, club fitting and equipment demonstrations, golf apparel and fashion shows, luncheons, playing experiences, and contests. And for more information, you can log on to the official website, playgolfamerica.com. That's www.playgolfamerica.com. And in regards to club fitting and equipment, Susie, is it tougher for a female golfer to get proper clubs than it perhaps is for a man?
No, I don't think so. Not anymore. I think a lot of the club companies have realized that there's a huge target market out there amongst women, and they're offering more options for them. Some club companies are offering half sets or sets that only include five or six golf clubs, so somebody can get started and doesn't necessarily have to spend the money on an entire set. New head design that makes it easier to get the golf ball in the air. We've really come a very far way with equipment and long and far overdue from them coming to the golf course with perhaps somebody's old golf clubs that they no longer wanted and passed down. Now we have equipment for everyone, and it really does make a difference, and it makes a difference even as a beginner. It'll make it easier, more fun, and you can get it in the air faster.
How about golf balls? I know there are specific golf balls for women, and I think maybe the compression numbers on them are different. It's important for a woman to play with a specific woman-specific ball. Is that correct?
You know, that's always your best option. However, we just want them to play. So if they can get any golf ball out there, that's great. But if you really wanted to specialize in golf balls, you certainly can do that. There are a ton of options, and any PGA golf professional can help you pick the right one for you.
American Express Women's Golf Month, all month long throughout the month of June. It's the fifth anniversary, providing people with the opportunity to learn or relearn the game of golf in a fun and friendly environment. Susie Whaley is the official national spokeswoman for Women's Golf Month. She is a two-time PGA Teacher of the Year. She's also one of Golf Magazine's top 100 teachers. She's also a mother of some girls that play sports, and golf included. And as you know, Susie, when I mentioned when I saw you last, I mentioned that my wife was pregnant. Well, we now have a beautiful daughter, baby girl named Lily.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. And she is the light of my life. And she is 3 months old right now. So how much longer before I should have her holding the golf club?
You're just chomping at the bit to get her out there.
Absolutely. You know it.
Oh, absolutely. You know, that question comes up a lot for all of us. And I'll tell you this, the second that you go to the range and she's capable of obviously not getting hurt and being safe, bring her with you. You know, I can't state that enough. Have them come, but certainly if they want to stack the balls at the range, let them stack the balls at the range. If they make a few swings, great, have them make a few swings. They have junior clubs now that start for children that are very young, that are light enough, that makes swinging the golf club easier and more fundamentally correct. So the only thing I would tell you is as soon as she's strong enough to hold a plastic club, she's ready to go, and get her in the backyard. Get your children out there with you. That's what they really are looking for. They just want to be with you. And if you're going to the range and you can confidently know that they can listen and be safe, boy, bring them along.
All right, good information. It's going on all month long, American Express Women's Golf Month, fifth anniversary. And for more information, of course, log on to PlayGolfAmerica.com. Use that website as a resource for anything and everything golf, www.PlayGolfAmerica.com. Susie Whaley is the official national spokeswoman for Women's Golf Month. She's also a Golf Magazine Top 100 teacher and one hell of a golfer in her own right and a good friend of the program. Susie, thank you so much for your time, as always.
Oh, it's my pleasure. If I could just add one thing. When they go to that site, it's not just for American Express Women's Golf Month. We have programs that go on after the month of June that they can continue their quest to play golf and to play more golf.
You're absolutely right. PGA of America is the best when it comes to golf-specific initiatives all year long for women, for children, for seniors, for everybody getting involved in the game, www.PlayGolfAmerica.com. Thank you, Susie. Have a great rest of your Sunday and weekend.
Oh, it's my pleasure. You too.
All right, there she is, Susie Whaley, a dynamite lady. What an energetic woman! And she is the official national spokesperson for American Express Women's Golf Month. Again, for more information, log on to the website www.playgolfamerica.com.